Chapter 109. They sat in the plane together, and Celeste took his hand. Ron gripped hers tightly as the plane took off. It was only the second time in his life that he'd been on an airplane, and the first time as an adult that he'd been on vacation. Celeste was an experienced traveler and assured him that everything would go fine. Celeste had taken any money that she had and paid for this honeymoon. It was insurance money that she'd gotten from being injured in a car accident when she was run off the road and broke her collarbone. She knew that they would never have much money, and she knew that Ron's life was about to change in ways that he could not possibly imagine. At least they would have this. Montego Bay was hot. Ron began to sweat almost instantly when they got off the plane. The resort was beautiful, and Ron felt that glowing lightness inside of him that caused him to smile continuously. The air conditioner in their room had been turned on, and as soon as they put down their bags, they made love, and then they made love again. After their third round of lovemaking, Ron fell asleep. Celeste quietly unpacked their clothes and put them away. She watched him as he slept and thought that he looked like a little boy. She ordered 5 piña coladas from room service, and when they arrived, she gently woke him. They sat on their screened-in porch and sipped them and played gin rummy while a steel band walked along the courtyard playing "When the Saints Come Marching In." Then they had dinner under the stars, and they felt like they were in a temporary heaven. It was at the front desk that Ron heard the desk clerk say, "How can I help you, Mrs. Tuck?" The words hit him like a jolt. This beautiful woman was his, and it was his responsibility to care for her and make her happy for the rest of his life. Ron grinned. The breeze was a teasing and delicate stimulation. They'd come farther than they realized, with absolutely no idea how long the road really was. His palm was pressed into the small of her back. Almost involuntarily, it caused her hips to roll. Her skin was scented with jasmine. Her hair hung down naturally soft. The breeze didn't lift it, but Ron's fingers did. He held her hair to his face and inhaled. His smile was deep and satisfied. Celeste and Ron didn't speak of their wedding day very much at all. They journeyed into the mountains of Jamaica. Their smiles were so genuine and open and enthusiastic that they brought out the best in the people that they met, except for at the hotel's outdoor cafe. They watched in horror as an American tourist called an old man boy and castigated him for a mistake that the tourist had made and would not own. Their bodies tensed. They felt the old man's humiliation. Celeste went to him and hugged him and gave him some money. Ron glared at the Texas tourist, his fists balled. And then Celeste was at his side again, and he said, "How do people live without respect?" "That's a great question," said Celeste, "and I don't know the answer. I don't like disrespect. I used to. I think I was foolish." She gazed at him in wonder of the cynicism and innocence that he displayed. She'd never seen the two mixed quite this way. It intoxicated her. It provided her with something that she hadn't known that she needed. She wanted to make love with him and took his hand.